Chris Moore, the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Bearded Crusaders, joining us here today as they get ready to wrap up week number 8 of the high school football season, taking on Colonesco. And Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. I know a lot of people going to look that loss last week, I think, in a lot of people's mind, thinking that probably ended your guys' chances of getting into the playoffs. But there's still a few things that can happen. One, you guys need to win. You need St. Edmunds to get a win. But there's some different scenarios that will allow you guys to still get into the playoffs.
Yeah, if we win out there Friday night, and based off the point system, if we got to win by 7, Border Valley's got to beat Arriva by 7, and Riceville's got to beat Turkey Valley by 10, is what I've been told. And based off points, we'll get a wild card seed and make the playoffs. And
then there's the possibility as well, if Audubon knocks off Baxter and St. Edmund gets beats Glidden-Ralston, you could have a three-way tie. Then it'll come down to the points. I haven't looked to see how those work out. So a couple of different scenarios. So that means the guys probably really focused in practice this week coming into this game?
Yeah, we still have a chance. I feel dumb and dumber. So you're saying I got a chance. so, yeah, you know, we're taking that mindset, you know, just don't take care of our business, take care of ourselves, and then let everything else shake out.
So what did you guys work on this week? What was the focus?
Just, again, self-evaluation. You know, we really beat ourselves last week up at Glidden. You know, really allowed them to continue some of their drives that really beat us up. So, you know, we're just self-evaluation, like I said, and working on, you know, that, you know, just taking care of ourselves and getting better.
Weather forecast calling for rain. What's kind of the mindset? Do you think that helps you guys, or do you think that hurts you guys if the field's a little bit sloppy on Friday night?
You know, it's going to be the same for both teams. You know, it's nice it's going to be at home, so I'd say advantage us just because it's a home field and we know how it lays.
Let's talk a little bit about Colonesco. They're really led by Brecken Klatt, their quarterback. He's kind of the do-everything for him. Is there anybody you guys have seen this year that you feel is comparable to what you'll see with him?
Yeah, you know, Aaron Olson, similar. The St. Ed's quarterback, similar. Just really shifty. Obviously, he's more of a running threat, so he'd be really comparable to Aaron. You know, and then also can throw the ball when he needs to.
You guys able to contain Aaron and Audubon fairly well? Same defensive game plan, or do you guys need to change it up a little bit with the different style?
Just they run the ball out of some different sets more so than what Audubon did. So yeah, we do need to adjust our defense a little bit. Coach Johnson does a great job and has done a great job all year putting a defensive game plan together and getting kids in the right position and be successful on the field.
How do they use Klatt in the run game? And then they've got the Bauer kid as well that's touched it 75 times this year, second leading carrier and rusher for them. How do they use those two guys?
Mainly a lot of jet sweeps with the Bauer kid. They'll come in motion, and it's either the give or pull. So our D-line, DN's got to, you know, key on the quarterback, and backers got to be keen on the running back. And then a lot of bootlegs. They go under center and kind of offset eye and try to power game that way. And then also do a lot of bootlegs with him. And so we'll have our hands full up front.
Looks like they've got a kid, Lucas Frohwein, if I'm saying his name correctly. Pretty good wide receiver, leads them with 24 catches. What do they do in the pass game? Is it a lot of play action?
Yeah, they'll get with play action off that jet sweep. You know, they kind of come out with a triple option look, RPO look off of that jet. And then, like I said, they run that offset eye and just go power, and then bootleg it out and flip that guy, their tight ends, you know, some crosser routes.
Coach, offensively for you guys, I'm assuming want to establish that ground game early?
Yeah, I want to. You know, again, too, last week kind of beat ourselves. We had some big plays get called back for holding. We got to get that going. And then that'll, you know, just make the pass game a lot easier, make White a lot more comfortable in the pocket. You know, we'll have to just take what the defense gives us on Friday night, because White does a good job throwing the ball. And if we get to rely on the pass game, we got to be ready for that, too.
What does Colonesco do defensively?
It really looks like they run like a three-man front, and they'll go 3-2-3. They'll keep some safeties over the top, which I expect them to do with Cal and Colby with the receiving core that we have. So definitely just got to rely on our offensive line to control that line of scrimmage.
Do you feel like you've got the advantage there?
It definitely has some good size up front with Tyler Mason and Cade. And then, you know, when we bring Colby and Cal in there, you know, for the most part, I think we have the advantage there. They do have a really good linebacker. I think he leads 8-man in tackles. He flows to the ball extremely well. He's got a motor on him. So, and our guards are going to have to know where he's at all times and make sure we're getting a body on him to slow him down.
Is there something you can do to game plan against his the way he flows to the football?
Yeah, hopefully we can get him with some misdirection. Really got to, you know, sell our fakes every time. We can hopefully get Wyatt out on some bootlegs and then some play action pass game, get that going too.
Coach, what's the thought process going into this one? I know you want the kids probably focused on getting the win, but how do you block out all of the other distractions about what needs to happen for you guys to get into the playoffs?
You know, we just control the controllables, and, you know, what we control is the game on Friday that we're playing. It's senior night, so, you know, kids got a lot to play for. The seniors got a lot to play for last home game. And the younger classmen, you know, want to send the seniors out with a win and a good taste and hopefully make it in the playoffs. So, you know, those guys are, you know, a lot of self-pride they're playing for.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck coming up in the game on Friday night. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show following the game.
Sounds good, Jeff. Appreciate the coverage, and go CRB.
Head coach again, Chris Moore with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They're going to be taking on Colonesco coming up on Friday night.